Maradona in Buenos Aires. He was a squat, curly-haired, pug-nosed man, and he walked into the high-end asado restaurant with five beautiful women and his manager, the infamous Coppola, who father said had led Diego into drogas. I often wondered how a man who could handle the pressure of a World Cup could be led into drogas. But my father would become enraged on this point, especially after Diego laid in state at the Pink House, light blue and white flags keeping the multitudes at a respectful distance from the decrepit, bloated body of the soccer king. I once approached the man himself, feigning I spoke only English, so as to garner more respect, and asked him, Coppola translated, to sign my used airline ticket, a readable scrawl. And I went back to our table, gave my father the ticket. He smiled the forced smile of the ungrateful, and I took another bite of a steak the size of South America. There were poor faces pressed against the windows of the restaurant, young men, boys, peeking in to see Maradona, to ogle this ferocious little man who was pressured into drogas, who scored a goal with the hand of God to take the World Cup, who single-handedly placed a backwater Italian town center stage, and who famously came from nothing, de la nada. As if a man could come from nothing, as if a player this great could ever be led to do anything, to be anything less than boundless.